systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to Jamhole. Today is Monday, March 7th, 2011. Of course, my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And this is episode 468, the Monday Funday Show, starting your week off right here. Thejamhole.com/live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. And if you want a name in the chat instead of just Justin Fan, get yourself a Justin.tv account. And hey, are you sick of the ads on our live show?
Hey, I am.
Do you know how to get rid of them?
I do.
$9.99 a month. Or we can do it every 3 months, and you guys can save like
$4.
Oh, it's like $24.99 or $25.99 or some shit.
But wow.
I pay for everything. I mean, we get donations and all that stuff, of course. But for the most part, I pay for the show. So I was going to leave it up to the listeners because you guys are the ones that really see the ads. I don't. So
you pay for the show and I pay for you.
Well, right. We all kind of pay for each other. But. So, yeah, definitely thejamhole.com/donate. $25.99 they want. And that'll
like
give
it?
Us 3 months of ad free. And that'll also bump up our quality. I guess right now the quality's capped. So I don't know. The show might look better if we do that. So,
but kind of nice to, you know, be kind of interesting, you know, to open it up and not hear those stupid ads
right?
playing.
I mean, we have at least 10 to 15 to 20 people that listen live throughout the week, right? Like every episode throughout the week. If you guys all just got together on the forums and was like, hey, let's do this. That's like $4 or $5 each for 3 months of ad free Jam Hole live shows.
And Hotbox live shows.
And Hotbox live shows. Exactly. So. Definitely, if you guys
two podcasts ad free, that's pretty good.
If you guys are sick of the ads, thejamhole.com/donate. Make sure you send an email or post in the forums that hey, this is what that's for, and I will get it done.
Get her done.
Get her done. So, all right. I'm just gonna tell you this story about today, and I don't want you guys to judge me.
I'm gonna judge you.
I know you're all gonna judge. That's fine. So
I'm allowed to.
You guys can call in also live 406-204-4687. Definitely.
Definitely.
Do that.
Or
so
don't.
I get to work this morning and I feel a poo brewing. I'm like,
lovely.
All right, I'm going to smoke a cig. And that's going to make the poo finish.
Yep.
And then I can dump the poo. So I do that, and I get, like, halfway done with my smoke, and it's like...
You're like, I gotta go!
It's time to dump the poo right here, right now. And I'm like, wait. I hold it back, and I finish my smoke, and I go
Good
in the
job.
Bathroom. And I took a pretty decent shit and flushed and took some more shit and flushed and
courtesy
took
flush.
Some more shit. Now, I think what started my whole problem here is... It's really hot in that bathroom. It's small, and there's a heater vent in there. And because the girls in the front are always cold, they have the heat on, which is the heat everywhere. So it's fine in the office because it's big and open and okay. In that little bathroom, it gets so hot.
Like a little oven.
I'm sweating. I'm literally sweating on the toilet taking this kind of...
massive dump.
It started out. It. I think I managed to drift through all of the Bristol stool chart numbers from 1 to 7. Started out nice and solid. Kind of hurt my asshole a little bit. Then kind of gradually turned into.
You had the hibernation plug
liquid. No, it wasn't really plugged. I know what you're talking about. But okay, so I do that, and I feel that I'm still having poop kind of stuck to my ass and all that, but I'm
That's
really
gross.
Sweating, so I need a paper towel. And the paper towels are out of reach. So I'm on the toilet, and I kind of get up like this, and then I reach and grab.
Did you smear poo on the side of the toilet?
I grabbed a paper towel, and I went to sit back down, and I look, and there's all this poo smeared on the toilet seat. Then I look.
Tell me it's on the floor.
Somehow, I got poo on me. And after that, I think I clean up everything, right? I clean up this. Right now, in the trash, there is a paper towel with poo all in it, just kind of in the trash.
Disgusting,
you can't
dude.
Flush paper towels. And actually, these ones you might be able to, but...
Oh my god,
so
dude.
There's that. And then after I clean up, I'm like, all right, everything's good.
He shit
I got
everywhere.
All the poo everywhere except for...
Look at Downey's kid pooping.
And I look, and I have shit just covering my hand. All over my hand.
Oh my god,
and
dude.
Instantly, I'm like... I'm like trying to play on my phone, and I'm like looking at my
phone
now, making sure that there's no shit on my phone, because yes, I am a disgusting human, and I will lick the screen of my phone to clean it. So I'm just making sure that there's no poo on my phone, and that was fine. There was no poo there.
You shit all over yourself, dude. Oh my god.
Somehow, like, I wipe it off of my hand, and now my hand is tan, not white, and I'm like, well, that's poo, all right.
Oh my god, dude.
I swear, every time I went to smoke a cigarette, I smelled poo. It was
you
so foul.
You wash your hands, like, 20 times?
Yeah, I fucking did, like, a bunch, because I had poo all over me. It was so disgusting, though.
You pooed everywhere.
I pooed all over myself. All because it was so hot. I think if I could have just remained on the seat and not gotten up, none of that would have happened. But dude, I was a disgusting, sweaty mess.
Was that early in your day?
It was in the morning, of course.
Dude.
So, and my whole day, I'm like, I sat in the bathroom for probably 5 minutes, double and triple and quadruple checking that I didn't have poo on my pants or on me anywhere else that I didn't wipe off prior to.
You're lucky you didn't get it on your pants.
It was fucked. I was wearing brown pants, but still. It was.
Dude, you got shit all over the toilet.
I felt like such an idiot.
Yeah.
I was like, how did that happen?
You dragged your butt on the side of the toilet.
I had poo from, like, the top of my crack down to my nuts. There may have been some poo on my nuts. I'm not sure.
Oh, my God.
It was fucking disgusting.
Do you guys do that? Do you guys poo on your nuts? Or do you, like,
no,
lift
what?
Up the nuts?
You would pee on your nuts before you pooed on your nuts. Because your nuts are right by the dick, and that's where the pee comes out.
Do you lift usually. Up your nuts and dick and put them, like, in your lap while you poo?
No.
What do you do? You just
I shove them down in the fucking toilet, because when you poo, you pee. And if you don't, if you have your nuts and dick in your hand, you're going to just piss everywhere, you fucking idiot. Jesus
poo,
Christ.
You have to pee every time you poo?
So you say, yeah, what? It's
I've actually had this
listen,
conversation with another ex,
it's
dude,
anatomically
seriously.
Impossible to poo and not
no,
pee.
No, it's not.
Bullshit.
I poo without peeing.
You're a girl. Your pipes are different.
No, not really.
Yeah, pretty sure.
Have you seen this cock?
Yeah.
Dude,
getting it removed.
I could just see you totally pooping on your balls if your poo's
why?
Too big.
Do you know where my asshole is?
Yeah, it's
do
right next
do you know where my
balls
are? No, that's...
Dude, I could grab your balls and pull them over your asshole, okay? I know where your asshole's at, and I know where your balls are at.
The balls are big, but they're not that big, okay?
I could probably put them in your butthole.
You probably could. I would probably punch you in your butthole with my elbow.
Oh my god.
Justin Fenn says, should be called a number three, because you always number one when number two. That's right. Always.
Dude, you shit.
Don't yawn into the mic.
All over yourself.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Thank you. But so
you need to go shower.
I do need to shower though.
Disgusting. Do you still smell like poo?
I think it was subconscious, dude, because I like there was no poo on me, but because I had seen it there.
You're freaking out. Ew! Ew!
Like I don't smell it now, but I smelled it for like a good almost my whole day at work. It
was
weird.
Was it just the one hand?
It was just weird random whiffs of poo. I don't
Probably
know.
Because there's somewhere on you. poo.
There
left
may
over.
Still, there may very well still be some poo on me somewhere.
You had to flush three times?
Yes.
Dude.
It was a poo.
That
I'm telling
is
you,
a big
you can't
poo.
Keep feeding me fucking Hot Pockets all the time, okay?
I don't want to cook lately. You haven't done the dishes yet, like you promised.
I didn't promise. I
yes,
said I'd try. What have I been doing
I
instead?
Said, if I cook, you got to do the dishes, and you're like, okay.
I was like, no, you do the dishes.
No,
because
I made
I said,
you
I'll
promise the other
it.
Day because I cooked something for you. I was like, I'll get up and cook these on one condition. And you're like, okay. And yeah, so
well,
you're supposed to do the dishes.
I lied to you. So do the fucking dishes.
No.
All right. I'm going to save them for when our live show's here and
I cook,
whoever comes here, they can do them.
I cook all amazing and all that great stuff for you.
Hamburger so. Helper and French toast and noodles and ramen. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah,
fucking
ramen.
Real Marie Callender's over here.
Right.
No, it is. You do cook good stuff. It's just yes. Lately we've been so fucking broke.
Yeah.
It's all we can afford is Hamburger Helper and ramen.
Well, no, I haven't had any ramen.
It's living the life of an artist, though. Like, we wouldn't be artists if we had money. That just, our art would be garbage. Like everything in New York.
I don't have money to create art at the moment, so.
What did you just do today and try to do last night but failed miserably? So check this out. We're recording what? These final drafts, right? This rap album I'm making, me and FG. She sings, and she's like, I'll sing, hell yeah. You put her in front of the microphone and, like, stare at her. All she'll do, it'll get to the part where, okay, this is where you start. And she's like, I know. And she'll just laugh. She'll just giggle. It'll go there. She'll be like, oops. It was so annoying. I was so frustrated. I was like, sing the fucking song. Do the dance and sing the fucking song. Like, it was so infuriating. I was mad.
I was mad, okay?
At yourself?
Yeah.
Why don't you explain to me what happened there?
No.
While I smoke this.
I don't know.
And
C.
Fetis says, stick your finger in Danny's face and ask her to... That's a good idea.
No, get away from me. Get away from me.
Just
I don't think
tell,
so.
Tell
no.
me if you smell poo.
No.
It's clean. I washed my hands like eight
don't
times
care.
Today.
Don't
smell.
Care. No.
Just can't. It's this hand. Ah!
Get away from me. You pooed
Does
all over
it smell
yourself.
Like poo?
I don't know.
It was in your vicinity. You would have smelled it if there was. Trust. Because this was some pretty aromatic poo. It was gross. So.
I
what happened?
Don't know, dude. I just, I can't, I couldn't sing in front of you. Like, I just couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. I don't know.
Why? What were you feeling?
I don't know, dude. I just.
Embarrassment?
Yeah. I don't normally sing. I've never been asked to really sing before, so...
You were popping a fucking ingrown hair on my back with tweezers last night, naked, and this embarrassed you? Really?
It's different.
Oh, okay. Okay.
What? It is, dude.
Do you
it's something that a lot of other people would hear.
You gave Justin Fences. I'm sure she's licked his shitty nuts before. Yo, true that. So... You know, you understand now, back when we first got together, and you're like, let me hear that. Let me hear that song. And I'm like, it's not done. You're like, I don't care. Let me hear it. Like, you can't. Do you understand now why I...
Yes.
It's a weird feeling, yeah.
Yeah, it felt really weird.
And I used to be like that when I first started recording rap. Like, I couldn't do it with any of my friends in the room, my girlfriend... random strangers, like, I just couldn't do it, you know? I wouldn't sit there and giggle and laugh like a retard, but I just...
I couldn't help
hard.
It, dude. I just couldn't do it in front of you, and I don't know why. I just couldn't get it out right.
And that made you kind of angry.
Yeah.
Were you mad at me, or were you mad that you couldn't do it?
I was mad that I couldn't do it,
okay.
Because I had it in my head the way I wanted to do it, and then I get home... And I go to do it, and I can't get it out.
You're excited. You're like, I've been singing this all day in my car. I got it down. I'm like, sweet, headphones on. Let's do it. And all she did was just giggle and sigh and get mad. So today you had a day off. What'd you do all day?
I sat here and recorded shit.
Goddamn right you did. And then when I got home?
I walked out of the house so you could listen to it.
And I listened to it. And once I lied to you, I told you and said that it was really good. Totally kidding. It was really good. Or was it?
See, this is why I don't want to sing in front of you.
I gave you the complex,
you
which
can't
is
do
fine.
This.
How many complexes have you given me? Should we go back, starting at the first episode she was ever on, and let's count how many complexes she's given me? I'm going to say it's in between about 5 to 10.
What are you talking about?
Your ovaries are showing.
You were being a fag.
What's that thing on your dick?
Your dick
hey,
was
pregnant. Hey, come here. That's cool, though. So it took that positive reinforcement, even though I said that everyday song that we did, that sounded awesome, except that you were a little flat. But you said that first, not me. I just agreed. Even though, honestly, like, super honestly, I think it sounds fine. I do not notice that it's flat. But out of the five people that have heard it, three of them said yes, that she's a little flat.
Yeah.
I can't tell. I cannot hear that. Like, I don't hear it. I don't know.
That's kind of weird.
I'm tone deaf, maybe.
So, what do you think about the new one I recorded?
Loving it.
Is it flat?
I don't know. I hope not.
I don't think that one's flat because I did it in my actual tone. So,
can you tell that the everyday track was flat?
Yeah.
Okay. See, I couldn't tell that. It sounded great. I was like, yeah, it's done. You're like, this is awful.
No, okay. I can hear it. I can definitely
so
hear it.
Does this one sound flat?
No.
Okay.
Not that I can
spot
tell.
On?
I think so.
Okay.
Just want to like level out the fucking the waves and shit, you know, like, I don't know, because it hasn't been edited at all. Like, it needs to be edited.
Right, because lucky me, our beat maker, FG Props, twitter.com/FGBeats, I think, he said, I don't know if we talked about this on the show, but I think we might have. He said that I don't have to do any editing. I have to record it and send it to him, and he will produce the album. And that, I was just like, though I love making music. I hate sitting there and like tweaking every little thing. Like, I'm not good at it. Plus, being tone deaf probably doesn't help very much.
Yeah, probably.
So I
not.
Don't have to do any of that. He's gonna do it all and finish it. And I don't know. That's awesome.
Yeah, with this one, I got to do it in my own tone, so I didn't sound flat.
Right, and the other one, we were trying to follow a harmony that was just ridiculously high. So now when we did it, we're like, you know, drop it down a little. And
yeah,
it
and
sounds
I did
good.
It on my own key, and it sounds really good. Like, when I sing, it's not that high-pitched, girly-type voice.
She's
it's
got a black lady's voice. It's awesome.
I do that. Every time.
You remind me of those chicks that sing on the new version of Dark Side of the Moon.
What?
That, like, extended 20-minute version of the... what the fuck song is it? Dark Side of the Moon, actually. There. Yeah, when they got all those black ladies just being like, yeah, 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 fucking Dark Side of the fucking Moon. You know. Like, it sounds really...
That deep, like, soulful shit.
Anita.
I sound
We're
like
gonna
that?
We're going to call you Danita Franklin.
What?
It's great, though. Is this going to blow minds when they hear it? When it
I
drops
don't know.
In summer?
My dad might be kind of blown away, because he's like, he can't sing.
To you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's... Yeah.
Well, I did a little singing myself, so. So
my dad was always like, okay, you're flat, don't try to sing. A
little rap in there.
So he was really surprised that one time he came over and heard that song every day. He was like, that's you.
It's an awesome song. Like, did he say you're a little flat?
No.
Oh, really? No. Interesting.
He was really surprised that was me at all.
Yeah.
So I think with this other one, he'll be really surprised.
So you guys remember, I don't think I mentioned this either, but just to kind of put it all out there transparently, I was making beat payments for the longest time, right? The dude that made the beats for Sweatshop Union.
Uh-huh.
I bought 8 beats from him, and they were expensive.
Oh, yeah.
So I was going to do that, those 8, and then FG was going to make 8, and that was going to be the album. So then I got the idea, what if FG just makes the whole album, and then we drop these other 8 as like a separate EP type of thing? Mm-hmm. That way he can have full control over it. He doesn't have to match these beats. He can do anything he wants. And I told him that, and he was like fucking down.
Just like,
and then
stoked.
I was like, so since we're doing this, how about you just produce everything? Like, kind of halfway joking, thinking he was like, dude, I'm in school. Like, I don't have fucking time to produce a rap album.
But
he
dude,
was
what
like,
did he say?
I was thinking that. you're an artist. You need to focus on writing and recording and let me worry about the engineering. And I was like, so I'm very excited for this.
Didn't he also say that, like, he needed some practice for that anyway?
He said he just got done learning a bunch of mastering engineering audio, and he wanted to apply it. And this is just working out really
well.
And it's going to be more time that I can focus on writing and recording.
Maybe he can make me sound angelic.
I can't wait, dude. I'm like, I want to hear it now. I'm like, fuck, dude. I've even sent it to him yet. I'm like, come on. But yeah, this new album is going to be awesome. If you guys have no idea what we're talking about, thejamhole.com/music. We also make hip hop. There's a whole free album there called The Rap Music Project that Lyrical and myself made.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few FG beats on there, a few Mozart Jones beats.
Nice.
But this new album, all FG and me.
And me. Sometimes.
So awesome. So,
yeah.
Do you guys want to get into the whole Charlie Sheen thing? Because I've been watching.
I didn't really watch it.
Okay, so check this out. There's some interviews online, and I posted these in the jamhole.com/forum. So if you want to get caught up, Wednesday, we'll talk about this. I have the whole interview that was released on actual TV. So I was thinking if we wanted to, because everyone's kind of talking about it, I guess, I was going to take some sound clips from that, and then we can talk about it tomorrow. So if you guys are sick of hearing about it, let me know, and we'll just not even mention it. But if you guys want us to do that, email info@thejamhole.com. We'll get it done Wednesday.
I think Red Fox says no, don't.
Is that in reference to what I just said?
I don't know.
No, Charlie Sheen? Maybe we'll make a poll. There's some polls in the forums, too, I made, of just random shit.
Okay.
Justin Fenn says, I so want to hear about it. All right. Well, maybe we'll briefly talk about it tomorrow, but we're going to watch it tonight, the whole interview. Because, dude, watching the fucking interviews that are on YouTube, like, wow, I want to be his new friend, you know?
Really?
This guy, he did what all these rock stars and all of these movie stars do when they just fucking party, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't, like, OD doing it, you know? He did it, smart or something. I don't know. Or the right drugs. But
he's like you.
He's weirdly arrogant about it, though. Kind of like me. No, he's, like, listening to these interviews. And that's kind of why I want to talk about it, because we know a lot about drug use. So I thought that would... But, yeah, so, okay, maybe we will discuss it tomorrow. We'll watch this interview, and we'll rip some clips out for you.
All right. Holy sounds shit, good. Though. I'd like to watch it. Sounds like you.
This guy's got tiger blood.
Sounds like you.
I may be the reincarnation of Charlie Sheen. I don't know.
He's not dead yet.
Can we get him on the podcast? If we're like, hey, Charlie.
Can we talk about who we might have on the podcast?
No. I love Major League. Charlie, Major League 2, not so hot. I don't think you were in that, though. It's fine.
God.
Major League, one of my favorite movies ever when I was a kid.
Okay.
I'm excited
about that.
But if there's someone you would like us to try to get on the show, I know Daniel Tosh came up, and I would love to try and get him on the show, but I don't think that's going to happen, but we'll try. But, in thejamhole.com/forums, there's a section under there for each show of who you'd like to see on the shows. And if you tell us, we can get them. We probably have a better chance of getting people on the show for the hot box because it's, you know, weed people will talk to pretty much whoever, you know. But this show, I don't know, it's kind of harder. But we'll see. We'll try for sure.
Whatever.
That'd be cool. There's a few people that we'll be bringing on. That'll be fun. So.
Yeah.
All right. What's happening? What is happening? This is going to be a little worldwide show tonight, but starting out on a strong note for you, this is a hospital, a Moldavian hospital. Am I saying that right? Moldavia? Moldivia?
What?
Moldivia? Moldavia? Am I saying that right?
Mold that around your mouth and spit it out.
I know, it's disgusting. Moldavia. Fuck. Where is someone in the chat? Moldova. Thank you, Red Fox. So where's .ru or not .ru? .mv. Which country is MV? If you could tell me that. So this is pretty epic. In the Ed Bland says Blackland. Yeah, I know that, but. Where? In the scheme of jam hole things, this is pretty epic. Reports here that the Indira Gandhi Memorial Hospital, the IGMH, somebody there cut off a dead baby's head.
Yes.
Due to complications that arose during delivery.
What kind of complication?
This shocked the country with several frustrated Moldovians voicing angry comments about the hospital, against the hospital.
Why would you cut off the head?
People living on the tiny island nation, as well as healthcare experts, are concerned about the hospital keeping the patient reportedly on high risk for more than 2 weeks, which led to the death of the baby and later to the infant's decapitation. Yes. Just because this show's about poo, it's a decapitation. Okay?
You're full of poo.
Thank you. People
covered in poo.
The hospital claimed that its doctor sought the permission, of the family after they were forced, in quotes, to cut off the dead baby's head because of complications during the delivery.
How are you forced to cut off the head during delivery?
Maybe it's wrapped up around the mom's intestines or something, and they, like, pull it, and the mom goes, "Oh!"
Maybe, like, part of it was out and the head was still stuck in and they couldn't get it out and they just cut it off. I don't know. But you'd have a decapitated head floating around the body somewhere.
Is MV the Maldives? Moldavia? Moldavia? The hospital and the relatives of the infant's mother, they said that the mother was suffering from several ailments, including high blood pressure and diabetes.
Why are you having a child?
At the point she was admitted to the hospital. The woman, aged somewhere in the range of 24, was transferred to the hospital on the recommendations of this other hospital and this other hospital.
Okay.
Uh-huh. With the hospital saying they could not ensure a safe delivery. Because it's Moldavia, like, you're not going to get a safe delivery anywhere in this country, right?
Why would you even
have a baby?
Have a baby when you're like that.
If you live in third world countries, that is, right? Like, why are you having kids? You can't.
Or even
like,
when
live
you're
in
that kind of condition, you have problems. You know you'll be a high risk pregnancy.
Well, do you think those problems are from getting pregnant? Like,
well, I guess you can
your
have.
Blood pressure? Did the baby make you diabetic?
No, that happens.
Really?
That happens. You
That's
can get,
up.
What is it called? It's,
I don't ever want you to get pregnant,
no,
baby.
No, you can develop diabetes while you're pregnant, but it goes away after you're pregnant. Like, you'll, I forget what it's called.
Prenatal diabetes?
No, you,
awesome
it's
is that?
Real, dude. Like, you actually
no, I
get
know.
When you get pregnant, sometimes the baby, because it takes your shit and
I'm
stuff,
trying to name
will give
it.
You diabetes.
Right, I'm trying to name it. So can we say prenatal diabetes? Is that
I
what
would
we call,
it
call it
natal diabetes. Or
natal?
I don't know.
Or no, because when you're pregnant, that's when you start taking prenatal vitamins, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're pregnant, prenatal diabetes. Right.
Sure.
In a statement to the hospital, the IGMH blamed shoulder dystocia for the decapitation.
What?
The mother was taken to the operation theater so we could all watch.
The operation theater?
Right, so we could all watch for a cesarean section after several failed attempts.
Reminds me of a Beetlejuice cartoon episode.
Yeah, I've got to
like,
hack this fucker
Lydia
apart.
Lydia goes to the fucking Netherworld Hospital and
I
Beetlejuice
said I wanted
plays
to
a doctor and he's like, they're like, oh, it's the worst case of whatever I've ever seen in my life.
Right,
and he
right.
like plays it as like humanitis and shit and they're like, she looks so pretty and like, they're all scared of her and shit. And
takes
they're like,
the
we
baby
need to add eyes and, like, give her a tail and, like, give her this shit and, like, peel some skin back. And
awesome.
Really? They used to fucking... I used to watch, like, kids you can watch. Nah.
I know.
Kids
I know.
Would watch that. That was, like, the thing. Like, let's add some eyes and give her a tail and fucking peel some skin back.
Now you have people
now
like...
Now you look great. Yeah.
It's good.
No wonder I'm fucked up.
Want to go out to dinner?
Right.
Your ovaries are showing. Holy shit, they are. How did you do that? Ow. Ow. I
those
didn't even
damn
have
Netherworld doctors.
I didn't even have ovaries to start. They are those my balls? Shit.
Yes.
You cut my sack open and put my testes on my shit here.
Now they're
it's
ovaries.
No good.
It's okay.
So, Operation Theater. the shoulder of the infant could not pass through after the delivery of the head.
See, Fetus or whatever that name is in the chat, he says gestational diabetes. That's it.
I like mine better.
That's the real.
Well, for now and evermore, it will be known as prenatal diabetes. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So,
pregnant diabetes.
Did you hear that? The shoulder of the infant could not pass through after the delivery of the head. So they delivered the head, probably on a silver platter.
And then the vagina just squeezed around its fucking neck.
Around the shoulder. Maybe he was
real
big.
No, the shoulders couldn't pass through.
Maybe
so
he was deformed and he had a hunch. Hmm.
So the head was out, but the twat closed around its neck. And now the shoulders couldn't get through.
Because the neck is smaller than the shoulders. That makes sense, sure.
Yep.
Okay.
So, yeah. Did her vagina cut the head off?
Maybe.
Oh, my
God. Was this a nasty case of vagina dentata?
She, like, flexed like I do when we're fucking and you curl your toes.
Ed Bland says, is only... What? Only if you are on the edge already. They cut my wife's twat. I was there. I'm sure
people
she's
do that.
Totally thrilled that.
That sucks. They have to get snipped a little bit so they can come through.
I'd be like a black guy cutting a white chick's mouth a little bit just so they could like get it all in, you know?
It's like, you know, that little thin piece of flesh down the corner of the vagina?
Oh, yeah. I know it
they
well.
They cut that.
I like to chew on that.
They cut that.
It's my secret. Makes chicks go nuts.
Yeah, could you imagine during childbirth, like, the chick just, like, flexing her muscles down there and just, like, popping a baby's head off?
Just to, like, do it?
Yeah. Because, you know, well, like, when we're fucking and I do that, it's kind of, you know, it's
abortion's
pretty tight.
It's illegal here, so I had to do something. I mean,
right? Oh, the baby's head came out and I just went, yep.
So, the hospital, however, did not mention whether or not its doctors treated the ailments such as the high blood pressure and the diabetes during the 18 days that the woman spent in the hospital prior to delivery.
Damn.
It's like moving in.
Right.
How much did that cost?
A lot.
Good thing you don't have a baby, right? Quote, high glucose levels are a risk. The doctors must decide on how they plan to treat the woman during the days that she was admitted at the hospital, so it can be believed that this is an issue. The news of cutting off the infant's head came as a shock to me as well. Did not expect that. A foreign gynecologist, working in the Maldives, who wished to remain...
I'm Dr. Nick!
anonymous, said doctors are required to follow the several operational procedures in order to overcome shoulder dystocia, a rare condition according to the gyno. So they have, like, a whole list of, like, how to get the baby out if this happens.
Yeah, and they couldn't get it out?
So he just said, fuck it, and cut the head off. He's like, oh, look, now it fits. It was like me and my brother trying to get the old couch out of here. It wouldn't fit, so we just broke the shit out of it. That's what he did. That's totally what he did.
So wait a minute, though. Didn't they say that she was going to get a C-section?
Did it? They were going to.
Oh.
But the baby didn't fit. So he
Wait,
just said, fuck
it.
Wait,
a C-section, you can just
off.
Pull it out. If she's going through regular labor.
The gynecologist stressed that, to her knowledge, there were no cases of shoulder dystocia where the doctors had to cut off the infant's head. Maybe God. She was the queen of hearts. Hmm?
Off with his head.
Off!
But no, okay, all if they do that and yes. the baby's in the birth canal and shit and like its head's sticking out and they can't get it any further, if they cut off the head, what good is that doing?
Well, you're getting it out of there.
No, you're not.
What?
You're getting the head off. Where's the rest of the body go?
C-section.
It's in her body. If you're going to do a C-section, you could have pulled the whole damn thing out.
Head wouldn't fit.
All right.
Head was already stuck in the twat.
Call it back. Oh my God, dude, that is so ridiculous. You could have just had the C-section and pulled the whole baby out, dude. For real? If you cut off the head when it's sticking out
Check
of the vag, the body's going to slip right back into the twat.
She has worked at an Indian hospital where 10,000 babies are born every year, but have never come across a situation like this. How about stop having 10,000 fucking babies every
the
goddamn
doctor's just
year?
Like, you know, it's supposed to be my day off. I just don't care today.
You just populated a small city in like... Stop it. 10,000 a year? Shit. The gynecologist further explained that when normal procedure
I
fails...
I bet most of them don't live.
Probably not. Most of them get their heads cut off because they get stuck in the pooper. A last resort known as the Zavinelli Maneuver. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to write this down so I can rap about it later. The Zavinelli
Maneuver.
Okay. A procedure in which the head of the infant is replaced back into the abdomen. That's, we call it in America, prairie dogging. Come on.
Oh my God.
That's totally what we call it here. They're going to shove that back in there, giving a general anesthetic and performing a C-section.
Right.
Is used to deliver the baby. The mother's family is not willing to speak about the incident. So what's the one called where they just cut the baby's fucking head off and say, fuck it? Is that the Gaddafi maneuver?
They're going to name that after the doctor that did it.
The doc. Oh, where's his name? It's probably something wicked weird. Oh, actually, I don't think they named the doctor.
Yeah, probably not.
I don't think
they
actually
know. Because he cut off the head of a baby.
Maybe he wasn't really a doctor. Maybe he was just in there, like, fucking around, like, social engineering and
maybe
seeing how far he could go.
He's like, oh, I'm going to need to cut the baby's head
I
off.
I bet. I'll
he
get,
had to consent to that, I bet.
I'll
like,
cut the baby's fucking head off.
We're going to have to cut your child's head off.
Do you think she knew?
Probably not.
Sounds like she was probably already KO'd from the
yeah.
the C-sec fucking anesthesia.
Well, no, they're awake during C-sections.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be. I'd be like, knock
they
me
out.
They
put a sheet up, you know, from your chest.
Could you just
up?
Get knocked out and have the baby?
Uh-uh.
Why?
Because you can't. You can't.
Why
like,
do
push
I have to
stuff?
Live through this? I'm glad I'm not a woman.
Because you have to push shit. And shit. Like, with a C-section,
you
gotta push they keep
some
you
shit.
Awake.
Really?
They keep, yeah, they keep
they just
you
give you the local.
I've seen Ashley's fucking video of it. It's
no,
just from her, you know, you just see her getting
vagina?
No.
Just ripped to
stomach.
Shreds? Oh, right.
Her vag
Thank
is
you.
Fine. She had a C-section. Okay. That's what I'm saying.
Can we all just stop and take C-section. A moment to envision what Smashley's vag looks like?
It probably looks fine because she never had anything go through it that
right.
big. So
it's good. We salute your vag, Ashley.
Yeah, it's weird how they keep you awake.
The gynecologist noted that the only logic that can be applied in the hospital's move would be the risk involved in using the Zavinelli maneuver. It is probably that the womb would be injured when the head of the infant is replaced and or just booted back up into the abdomen. If a situation such as that arises, they go and get their 9-iron and just fucking whoop, crack it back in there. That'd be awesome.
See, this is, do they use a mini guillotine?
A
and
mini
then
guillotine?
Justin Fan says, salute!
Salute. I bet. Just like sitting it right on the vagina. It
right?
like attaches to the vagina and the baby's head comes out and they pull. Whoosh. That's how he did it. In my head.
Oh my God, dude.
The infant would die and the mother would be deprived of having another baby, which is maybe what you should be doing. The healthcare expert who earlier talked to Haveru said the doctor's decision to not go for a C-section might have, it's not their first language, might have been due to the unfit condition of the mother for the surgery.
Yeah, I guess if you have high blood pressure, doing a you know a C-section probably wouldn't be ideal.
Probably
you know,
not.
So, you know, bleeding would probably be
Here's a little fun,
bad.
A little fun fact.
What?
The high number of cesarean sections is a major concern in the Maldives.
Yeah.
Do they just have small vaginas? The Moldavians just have, like, small
well,
vaginas.
A lot of people plan C-sections.
Moldavia
anyway.
is French for small-vaginaed people.
Okay. Well, a lot of people actually plan C-sections so they can just get it done and over with and they know when it's going to happen. And then you don't wreck your vagina either. So
needless to say, that's how you'd rock it out if you had to?
Probably, yeah. And yeah. Nowadays, they don't have to cut you, like, way wide open. They only make an incision, like, this big.
It's so gross. This is a robot arm. Just reach in there and, like, smack.
But no, for real, they only put an incision, like, right at your, you know, right above your pubic fucking area. Right where my scars are from my surgery.
Really? I thought
they
started
like, right
at the top of the vagina and then went up to the belly button and that opened up like a little robot compartment.
Why would
like,
you ever open that way?
I don't know. Because the vagina's already halfway open. I would just...
That would be cutting across the way your muscles go. So you would
well,
be cutting
fine.
Like every fucking muscle.
Sure.
You wouldn't be able to walk for months.
Sure.
Are you dumb? You cut the other way going along with the muscle,
not a
so
doctor.
It heals completely. I'm not a doctor either, but I took anatomy, you dumb fuck.
Well.
But anyway, they only make an incision about like fucking, you know, like 5 inches, not even like 4 or 5 inches, you know, maybe. And you don't even see the scars from C-sections anymore. Like it's way minimal, you know, it's pretty crazy. You never, your twat's not fucked. How cool is that?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. You know? I mean, back when they had me, I was a C-section. My mom, dude, she had fucking big-ass staples all the way across her fucking shit. Mm. She's like, I couldn't walk for a week. I hated you. Mm. I was like, that's great. But back in the day, she would have died and so would I. So, yeah.
That will happen.
Thank
all
you,
right. Well, thank you, Moldavia.
Medicine.
Thank you, Moldavia, for...
cutting off baby's head.
Cutting off baby's heads for no apparent reason.
For my entertainment, duh.
All right, check this out. Drunk Ohio priest.
All right.
Gets busted.
I have summed it up as unusual at best.
It started with a driver picked up for operating a vehicle under the influence after wrecking his car here at Sandy Lake and Malloy Roads Sunday night in Brimfield Township.
He was extremely intoxicated.
Police Chief David Blau says Father Ignatius Curry was 3 times the legal limit, and once inside the holding cell, it was about to show.
Oh, shit.
He's going to spray paint the cell with his vomit.
It started with a routine stop. It ended with this priest S-ing my D. Dun, dun, dun. Are you even ready for this?
He found out God wasn't really there.
He is so wasted. Watch this or listen to this.
He is a sermon on the mound. Your sermon on the mount is this. Get these bars off of me because I'm getting a rash.
Chief says the priest from Holy Ghost Ukrainian Byzantine Catholic Church in Akron was cuffed because...
he had the idea that he wanted to leave. He wanted to run around the department.
Those chains off my hands. Like I'm Jeffrey Dahmer.
Take these fucking things off my hands like I'm Jeffrey Dahmer. What?
Nice.
Because he tried to eat his cock, right?
No.
That's where this is going.
Now, they don't usually videotape people here in the holding cell unless they're acting up. And they say...
unless they're doing something completely retarded. And then we tape
get
it
out the video
and
camera.
Put it on YouTube,
right?
Right, okay. But we still bleep it because, you know, our TV station might use this footage.
Right.
Bunch of fucking faggots.
Stupid.
Beep. Bunch of beep, 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 and beep.
That night, the Reverend was definitely a handful.
Because you're the monster?
Because of the fact that one of my officers walked by the door of the holding cell and the subject inside was exposing himself.
Wait, what?
He was exposing himself?
The priest? The drunk priest exposing himself?
Yeah.
No.
Look at my dick.
Did you show him a little kid? What happened?
I'll pay you whatever you want. What do you want? What do you want? Really? You want me to give you a f***? Is that what you want?
You want me to give you a fucking blowjob? Is that what you want?
Did he say that?
I'm pretty sure that's what he said. Hold on.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Really? You want me to give you a f***? Is that what you want?
I think so.
It's either hand job or blow job. I'm gonna go with blow job. I'm pretty sure.
Give me to like be sexual slave.
So he's sitting there. You can't see this. He's hitting the wall. He's got like his head against the wall like this.
Uh huh.
And he's hitting it with his hand. And he's like, so maybe there's something I could maybe, you know, do for you, maybe. Like, he's real kind of shy, but he's really drunk, like, and wobbling. He's like, so maybe you could take your pants off and I could put that in my mouth.
Oh,
maybe,
my God.
And you maybe let me go, maybe. And then maybe next week I'll come back and we'll do it again, maybe.
And maybe, you know, I won't touch your son in church anymore.
Maybe.
Just let me go.
I know. This is right? Your path. This is your pastor.
Oh, my God.
Chief says the rant lasted over 20 minutes.
I want to see that copy.
Yeah.
Not this bullshit.
No kidding.
This fucking bleeped out,
the
recycled
unedited
news
version,
bullshit.
Please.
Thank you.
Where the cop actually got his cock sucked.
Right. I want to see that video. I just want the audio. I don't even want to see it. Where's the video where your gay police officer walks by and actually takes this guy up on his fucking...
Right?
We don't know where he's at now because dimshit over here let him go. He's still smiling.
You understand, sir, what kind of a... You're gonna be under.
You wait until I tell God what you did to me.
Right.
You, sir, are in a shit storm. I'm telling my daddy. You tell God you tried to SAD because
right?
You got arrested for drunk fucking driving. Okay. We'll see who's in
Dude.
The shit storm.
Which time the chief says he propositioned and threatened officers numerous times.
Oprah Winfrey is gonna have her fat down here.
Whoa.
What did he say?
Now leave Oprah out of it, okay?
What did he say?
There's no reason to be bringing Oprah Winfrey in on this.
What did he say?
Listen.
So you're going to be under.
During which time the chief says he propositioned and threatened officers numerous times.
Oprah Winfrey is going to have her fat down here.
Wow.
You are going to have your up the wall.
Eventually, Father Curry was released on bond.
Of course he was. You're going to have your... Now, I want to know why my ass is going to be up the wall once Oprah Winfrey gets here. Like, I don't... Is that some sort of code?
I have no idea.
Threesome or what?
Fucking threesome with Oprah and
you,
a priest?
You, me,
a
Oprah,
drunk priest,
and God.
A corrupt, drunk-ass priest and Oprah.
Fuck yeah. That's what I want to see.
As hell.
I want you to treat me, America. I want you to love me.
He could have faced additional charges for his actions here, but Chief says the OVI and the videotape are punishment enough.
Because we totally did put it up on YouTube. Joke's on
and
you,
the news
priest.
Channel's playing it.
Can you go back to your preacher job after that?
Nah.
You
Maybe
go in there
like
and it's
some like probation.
You go in there and your video's like on the big screen because all churches have big screens now.
Yep.
No, seriously, let me suck a cock. I gotta get out of here.
Right?
Thank you, preacher.
That was awesome.
Isn't that fucking epic?
Yes.
You're a priest.
Why are
you're
getting
a
drunk?
Priest.
Maybe.
Do you think he was drunk on God?
What was it, Cephas? Is it really a crime to get drunk on the blood of Christ?
No, but I think propositioning cops for blowjobs and driving under that influence, whether holy or otherwise. Bottom line, if you're impaired, you shouldn't be driving, right?
So, do you think maybe he had, like, a breakdown and just went out
right here?
Face?
Right here, I want a breakdown. You guys will know what that means when this album comes out. Anyway, yes, I do.
But, like, firmly. Yeah, like, you know, he's like, all right, God is not on my side anymore, and I'm getting really tired of him. And he goes out of the bar and just starts slamming him down and starts talking about blowjobs to cops. Like, really?
And Oprah Winfrey. He was kind of all over the map.
Yeah.
And that's your... Do you think he preaches like that?
Probably.
Like, just all over the place?
I'm here to
we're
say
gonna, we're
that
gonna
Oprah
start...
Winfrey's new channel own is beautiful.
We're going to start in the book of Genesis, and then we're going to go on to the book of Matthew, and then we're going straight to hell with Revelations.
And then back to Oprah.
All right. Pretty fucking awesome. Thank you, alcohol and religion. Appreciate it. So, how about, moving on, Canada, did you know... That dog's urine is actually electrically conductive. Electrically, right. Because of this, apparently two dogs have been killed in this electrical malfunction in Toronto's East End. Critically injured a third dog and sent a cop to the hospital.
He peed on it, didn't he?
Yeah, probably. What's this? The electrocutions happened at the corner of Parliament Street and Queen Street East about 2 p.m. Friday. The dogs were walking on the sidewalk when they were just shocked. They just got electrocuted. A man who works across the street said he heard a scream, and when he looked out, he saw a dog on the ground, its owner screaming and crying. Could you imagine walking your dog and all of a sudden it's just dead? And like smoking and duh.
You're having fried dog tonight. Yay!
Quote, I was sitting at my desk when I first heard the first dog screaming in pain. So I looked across the street and I saw a lady with her dog on the ground. And he was basically curled up screaming. Wait, a lady with her dog on the ground and he was basically curled up screaming.
The dog.
Oh, I thought, okay.
The dog was curled up screaming.
I thought the dog was dead. How does it scream if it's... It was.
I don't know.
Okay, well. It was an intense scream. It scared me. I ran across the street to see if I could help, and I ended up running across the street to the vet, and I told the vet what was going on. Police said it soon became clear that two other dogs had also been electrocuted.
Oh, shit.
God, taking out a little vengeance, a little wrath, maybe?
That's not nice.
A police officer who tried to lift the dog suffered burns to her hand. Right, little...
Then I don't care.
Electrocuted chihuahuas.
Rats. You can fucking shock those all you want.
Sure.
Don't care.
It was a disturbing scene. Quote, the owner was obviously very, very distraught, very upset. She was bleeding. The dog bit into her as she was trying to comfort the dog. Well, that's not very nice.
Huh.
I'm trying to help you,
well,
ungrateful bitch.
Being shocked and shit, like... They don't fucking do that. I don't know. Do they do that?
Toronto Hydro said Friday evening it had determined a defective equipment from a Toronto Transit Commission pole electrified the street. Awesome.
That's fucking crazy.
That is crazy. What if, like, a little baby was just crawling there and just got the shit shocked out of it?
The
We'd have to cut its head off.
It didn't bother the people because they're wearing, you know, they have rubber soles.
Right, but dogs.
And babies.
Did not.
Fuck yeah. You should go walk your babies.
Right. Or
take
any
your
like
baby for
any
a walk.
Any hippies just walking randomly barefoot.
Right. Or not wearing rubber soled shoes.
Put some fucking shoes on. Jesus, that's gross.
Lovely.
Alright. Moving on. This is pretty awesome from LA.
From LA, yeah. Okay.
A U.S. man high on
marijuana.
No.
Cocaine.
No.
Crack.
No.
Something.
Methamphetamine.
Oh, okay.
Drove with his wife on the blank of their minivan for more than 40 miles.
On the side?
She's...
Oh.
The hood of the minivan.
Whoa.
The hood. Hitting speeds of 100 miles per hour.
And the woman is on the hood?
On the hood.
Dude.
40 miles he took her.
Was that like, hey, baby, I'm going to get on the hood of the car and you're going to drive it around because it's going to be fun.
I think that was like, and what the fuck were you doing with my sister and like holding on until like I'm going to kill you? And he was on meth, so...
Yeah.
It could have been any or all of the above.
I don't think he was fucking anybody, though, on meth.
What?
Limp dick.
I don't know. I think you can fuck on meth.
Lots of guys, when they fuck around with speed stuff...
You can't do too much, I don't think.
Their dick goes limp.
If you do too much, I could see that.
I've seen that.
I bet you have. Do you think just the sheer force of your cold stare could be what makes men go limp? Are you sure it was the meth, you cold-hearted bitch?
I'm sure.
Hey, your ovaries are shut. Now come over here and spit on this and fuck me. Okay, Dana. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Dinner's almost ready. Help me. So the woman climbed onto the hood early on Saturday morning. That's also how they describe lesbians having sex.
A little excerpt out of our life.
The girl climbed onto the hood outside the couple's home in Manteca, California, because she wanted to keep her husband from driving off. That apparently
that kind of fucking work,
did
huh?
not work at all. his will to drive off completely superseded his love for her and or his respect of any safety that...
Do you think he was, like, fucking swerving and trying to shake her off? Like, get off my hood!
Do you think, like, just...
I can't see the road!
Passing cars and shit, and, like, bumping into shit.
Right? Like, really? You wouldn't stop and, like, kind of, like, push her off or something?
Instead of stopping, this 36-year-old gentleman, Gemhole, man of the year, quite possibly. We'll see how the rest of the year goes, but... Christopher Carroll, he sped away with his wife clinging onto the hood. Police say they would not identify the woman because she's the victim of domestic violence. Of course, said she is in her 30s and a mother. Motherfucker.
Of course.
In Pleasanton, the woman rolled off the hood when he slowed down. You think after 40 miles, like,
she's
I'm just
like,
waiting
just
for
done.
You to, he's like, I'm not stopping now. Uh-uh.
She's just waiting for him to slow down so she can finally fucking get off.
I know, that's what
cops.
I'm saying. Like, it started off, you know, I'm gonna fucking get you, but that was like, fuck, please stop soon.
Yeah.
40 miles, like, into mile 27 or 28, you're probably like, I'm gonna die, you know?
Right?
Like, it starts to set in. If he hasn't stopped, it's been like 30 fucking miles. Shit.
Your hands
so
are
awesome.
Starting to cramp up from holding onto the hood.
Man of the year, I'm telling you. 100 miles
dude.
An hour.
I
just cruising.
Suck. Getting bugs flying up her fucking ass.
We're going to Tehachapi. Shut up. Look at the windmills.
I bet you, like, it'd be great if she was wearing, like, some kind of dress or a skirt or, you know. You imagine, like, some redneck woman walking out of the house with those, like, nightgown moo-moo things and, like, you know, no underwear. And she jumps on the hood of the car and the dude starts driving off. And he's going so fast and her ass is facing the front of the vehicle.
Hood ornament.
So... there's gotta be bugs shooting right up the bitch's twat.
Do you think she had a tampon in at least?
Probably
kinda
not.
Kind of stop that. I don't think she planned that far ahead.
She was picking mosquitoes out of her.
If you're gonna be on the hood of a car going 100 miles an hour for more than 5 miles, you want a tampon in. Guys, this goes for you also. You don't want bugs flying up your butt. Nolly Zendead says, is it abuse if she was going wee at any point? No, it is not. That actually... no charges were filed tied to his methamphetamine use, which the woman described, he said. Quote, her big message is this. Meth has ruined her life, affected her husband's family, his children, just because of poor choices.
Ooh, meth.
Ooh, fucking meth. Every motherfucking day.
That's what it does, man.
Did you guys know... before we get out of here, I didn't know this, and this is kind of interesting.
What?
Michael Jackson
is dead. Oh, my God! Go ahead.
Email info at the gem. Hold on. I'm not even going to talk about it now. Fuck you.
No, I want to know. Please?
Michael Jackson...
is really black.
Jesus Christ.
No
are you
idea.
Staying tonight? Tonight? Are you
what?
Going home?
Oh, yeah, I moved back in. Sorry.
All right, you don't go home anymore, do you?
Right, I'm here all the time.
I'm excited. he may have been chemically castrated as a child.
What?
Check this out. I know, that's. I'm like, really? He may have been more prince than king of pop. A French doctor says in a new book alleging his wide-ranging voice resulted from a childhood chemical castration to fight acne.
What?
When he died, quote, I realized that he was an unusual phenomenon. Alain Branchero, an opera buff and professor of vascular surgery at Timon University Hospital in France's Mediterranean port of Marseille, quote, I said, that's the voice of a castrato. Castrato.
So wait, like
after discussing
to treat acne?
Yeah, watch. After discussing the voice with his colleagues, including endocrinologists, Branchero ended up with the theory of chemical castration through the synthetic anti-male hormone drug cyproterone. Cyproterone, whatever.
Okay.
Quote, when he was 12, Michael Jackson had acne. We know this. He spoke about it himself as a tragedy. What I think could have happened is that his people suggested this miracle treatment. Cyproterone
blocks puberty. The voice can't mature, he said, adding that he had read around 20 books on the subject, studied photographs, and spoken to specialists in dermatology, voice physiology, plastic surgery, urology, as well as to a former singer in the Petit Chanteurs de Saint-Croix Boys Choir. Right. The drug stops bodily hair and the larynx from growing and affects the bones, leaving the body with a slight frame but a large chest.
Huh, that's kind of weird. That's pretty creepy.
Denali says, ask your doctor if Nuts Be Gone is right for you.
Well, no, isn't that the same stuff that
may
they
cause
give
your balls to shrivel up.
Boys, you know, when they're like, you know, the transsexual type kids that are like, think they're born.
Is that?
Boys,
maybe.
And they're actually supposed to be girls, and before they hit puberty, they start taking that shit so that way they don't start growing man hair everywhere. It's something that stops puberty and keeps them smaller so they'll be a girl type of deal. And then later on, they take estrogen and shit to grow boobs and stuff, you know, and get the girly shape and shit. But you have to stop the male puberty first. So I don't know.
Right.
I don't know if it's the same. Is it saying he was taking it his whole life?
I don't know. He started it when he was 12. Once the treatment is finished, the patient keeps the child's larynx all his life in a man's body. The doctor also noted that a male voice breaks during adolescence, becoming difficult to control. But Michael Jackson never stopped singing. An important part of my theory, he says, is this voice's exceptional character, which covers 3 octaves, but I haven't found any grown men's voices that cover 3 octaves. Huh. He admitted that he had not contacted Jackson's family or friends for his book, Michael Jackson, The Secret of a Voice, due out March 9th, of course. Quote, we will never have proof, he said, unless his entourage says something. Pretty interesting, though, huh?
It's
I didn't know that.
Pretty weird.
Yeah. So he may have been castrated because of this drug that he was given for his acne as a child. Pretty
weird,
crazy.
Dude.
Quite the enigma. Even unto death, he remains.
That's pretty creepy.
Yep. Yep.
But
you know what's kind of creepy? I don't even know if we have time to get into this, but there's lawmakers in Alabama, and I'm sure this is happening in other states, but this is kind of messed up. So in the past several months, roughly 15 states have either approved or introduced measures to ban Sharia law. This is Islamic law, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so freedom of religion, but not this one. So first
right.
of all, that's maybe a little messed up. Okay, so but a new anti-Sharia push in Alabama easily qualifies as the most comically ignorant effort to date. And of course, we would expect this from Alabama.
Okay.
Republican State Senator Gerald Allen.
Uh-huh.
He kind of looks like the guy from Religious, but I'm not sure if that's him or not. The guy that was like, you don't have to take an IQ test. Der-der-der.
Oh, God.
I don't know if that's him, though. I don't think it is, but he kind of looks like him. They all kind of look the same. Right?
They all have that.
Yeah, that little fucking close. Their eyes are all close together, and they're all just like little beady. Der-der-der.
I'm a senator. I only finished the 5th grade, but I'm going to sit behind this desk and tell you how to ruin your life.
Right. So he represents Cottondale. He once tried to ban books by gay authors. Okay. Last week, he introduced a standard anti-Sharia measure that would bar Alabama courts from considering Islamic law. It was at that point that Aniston star reporter Tim Lockett put a simple but inspired question to Allen. He said, hey, what is Sharia? Allen could not readily Allen could not readily define Sharia in an interview Thursday. Quote, I don't have my file in front of me.
Wow.
I wish I could answer you better. So you're going to ban this, but you don't know what it is. First of all, you just know that it's bad, right?
That's pretty fucked up.
Sharia means worshiping Jesus Christ in Christianity. What? We're banning Christianity?
Mm-hmm.
How awesome would it have been if he would have told him that? He totally would have bought it.
That would have been great, dude.
I know, right? The Aniston star question reminds me of a brilliant journalistic experiment conducted by reporter Jeff Stein a few years back asking counterterrorism officials to explain the basic differences between Sunni and Shia. Most, including Representative Sylvester Reyes, Democrat of Texas, could not do it. And those are the two kinds of Islam. They're the warring factions, right? You're either Sunni or you're Shia.
Yeah.
Right. And they hate each other, I guess.
I guess. Okay. I have no idea.
Making the Alabama story even richer, the Anniston Star also discovered that the text of Allen's anti-Sharia bill is lifted directly from Wikipedia. Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. Anyone can edit Wiki. I don't know if you know how Wiki works. You could have had Shia editing Sunni bills and being like, here's what. So you just banned everything. You just banned politics because someone on the internet thought it would be funny if you banned politics. Boom. No more. How awesome
would
that
be? That's pretty sad.
You just sneak it in like in the back like how they do to us.
Yeah.
Just sneak it in back there. And this law, for furthermore and forever, bans any and all use of politics or bans them getting paid to do that or something.
Right.
Something awesome like that to where we get all of their money. Fucking wicked. Yeah, and Justin Fan has an amazing point. No Sharia law, but let's make a statue of the Ten Commandments, right?
Right, right.
Sure. You can have yours, but we'll just sit here. And you can do that, but we can't smoke pot and say this is our God, right?
Right.
I can't go outside into the sun and say, there's my God, or to this music, or whatever.
Well, we can.
Right. So.
Right.
But they can't.
Sure.
The Bill and Wiki define Sharia as a form of religious law derived from two primary sources of Islamic law, the divine revelation set forth in the Quran, and the example set by the Islamic prophet Muhammad. Fucking great. That's what you banned. Good job.
Fucking retard.
All right, well, is that a show? That about do it?
I believe so.
Played a little news clip.
Did.
Talked about shit.
Really? We did.
I think that's an episode.
You pooed on yourself.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm going to be thinking
you
about
that. You should be sorry.
While this hand is all the way up your vagina.
You're not touching me with that hand. You go away. You go ahead.
You ready to sing more songs?
It's not with your poo-poo hands.
Are we going to do this?
Your poopy hand. You
Thank
pooed
you.
Everywhere.
Okay.
Ew.
At least it wasn't here, right?
Very glad it wasn't here.
Man, you ain't never gotten a little shit on yourself. Come on.
Not like that. I've never, like, painted the bathroom with my poo.
Come on.
You painted the toilet with your poo.
All right, email info at thejamal.com, thejamal.com. That's where all of our stuff is, all of our e-stuff. Check it out, thejamal.com/forums. You need to be on there. It's getting great. We'll be doing the Hotbox tomorrow, of course. Check out the YouTube account. All the poetry vids are up there. There's videos of us rapping. There's 404 bonus footage. There's emo poetry. There's Salvia videos. There's her surgery documentary. There's hundreds of YouTube videos.
Yeah. If you want to watch us do dumb shit.
There it is.
There it is.
Cat trip.
Yes. Watch the cat do dumb shit. Not just us. The
watch
cat
Ben
too.
And Braden do dumb shit.
Yeah. Watch your ex-girlfriend piss herself.
Oh,
whatever.
Fuck yeah. It's all up there. It's all free. So check it out.
All
and if you enjoy all of this wonderful content that you get, thejamhole.com/donate. So.
Fuck yeah.
We'll see you guys Wednesday, right?
Yep.
Peace.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.